Hello friends, I am Priyanka and I am going to read the book Kuli written by Mulk Raj Anand. At first, a brief biographical sketch of Mulk Raj Anand's life. Mulk Raj Anand was born in Peshawar on December 12, 1905. His father Lal Chand Anand was a craftsman in Amritsar, but he joined the British Indian Army. His mother Ishwar Kaur came from central Punjab. Anand saw with his own eyes poverty and squalor. At the age of 11, his cousin Kaushalya died before his eyes. This shock was later on doubled by death of his uncle Pratap and aunt Devki. Anand started questioning the meaning of life and suffering. Anand's mind was very much influenced by the British operation in Jallianwala Bagh. He caricatured Englishmen in his novels later on. He studied at the Khalsa College, Amritsar. It was here that he met Iqbal, the poet-philosopher who influenced him. In 1925, he went to London on a scholarship to obtain a doctor's degree. It was during his studies that he fell in love with Irene, the daughter of a Welsh professor. He wrote what became the source book of his fiction, a 2,000-page confession. Irene would marry him if he got it published, but it did not happen. Anand was also influenced by Darwin's Origin of Species. He also read Freud and Jung. He started writing from Eliot's Criterion. He also studied Indian art and philosophy in England. He returned to India in 1932 and stayed with Gandhi for some time in Sabarmati. It was in this year that he wrote his first book, Untouchable. He went back to Europe. In 1935, he wrote Kuli. He also founded Indian Progressive Writers Association with the help of Sajjad Jahir. He went to Spain where he met Ernest Hemingway. In 1938, he organized Progressive Writers Movement and for some time edited Indian Literature, an organ for this movement. Anand opposed fascism and imperialism. He went to London in 1939 and worked for India's independence, in the words of Saroj Kowarji. Along with Krishna Menon, he did more to influence British public opinion in England in India's favor than any other Indian resident in Britain. Just after the end of the Second World War, he came back to India, and by this time many of his novels and collections of short stories had come out. In 1948, he went to Russia. His novels were very popular in Russia too. Since then, he has visited a number of countries. His latest novel is Morning Face, but he has not stopped writing. Nowadays, he is also editing an art magazine, Marg. He lives in Khandala, 70 miles away from Bombay. To spend a single day with this eccentric individual at his Khandala retreat is to attend a happening. And the happening is the man himself in all his explosive ebullience and quiet generosity. in his sense of drama and fun, and his consciousness of the plight of his fellow men in his patterned alterations of work and play, of rest and activity. By Dr. Marlene Fisher.